Earlier in the week, I reminded each and every one of us that God is never stopped working in us. Because if His grace stopped working in us, then we would not be where we are today. God's grace continued to flow 24/7, 365 out of the year. And God's grace continued to lift us up, to heal us, to change us, to transform us. Because without God's grace, then no matter how much intention we have, or desire we have, or ability we have, we will fail. Who we are today, where we are today, is the result of not only of our human will and effort, but because of His supernatural and loving grace that lifts us up, changes us, and pushes us and transforms us even when we don't recognize it. And that's why Jesus today in the gospel reading reminds the scholars of the law, the Pharisees, and those who were teachers that even on the day where we are called to rest, of course the intention is to rest so that we dedicate this day away from our labor, away from what is usual, to really lift up our heart to God. That's the real intention. The intention is for us, so that we rest, so that we find God, that we connect ourselves to God and receive what He's given us. But on those days, when our brothers or sisters is in need, then our charity becomes the manifestation, the extension, and the working of our love for our neighbor. Because God, in His charity, in His love, continued to change us even when the time when we don't even recognize Him. Which leads us toward the first reading today, the letter of St. Paul to the Philippians. And it's one of my favorite passage from St. Paul. And this passage itself is often used on the rite of candidacy, where a person is being chosen as a candidate for holy orders. Because after their profession of faith, the bishop will say, "May the good Lord who begun the work in you bring it to fulfillment." And that's a great encouragement for each and every one of us, that the good Lord who have begun the work in us will bring it to fulfillment. That means that we're not a finished product. We're still becoming, we're still growing, we're still maturing, we're still continue to receive His grace, that He's continued to bring it to fulfillment. But then it also leads us to recognize that, am I allowing the good work that God has begun in me to continue to grow or not? Or am I stopping it? Am I opening myself up in my own life of discipleship to receive the good work that God has begun in me or not? God's grace continues to shower down upon us. It's up to us to receive that grace so that what God has begun can bring to fulfillment. And it's also lead us toward what St. Paul implied when he called the Philippians his collaborators, his partners in the Lord's vineyard. We're all called to this universal call to holiness. We're all called to be holy. We're all called to work in the Lord's vineyard. This is not only the duty or responsibility of the priests, of the bishop, of the deacons, of the clergy. Each and every one of us are collaborators. We're all partners. We're all brothers and sisters helping each other to prune, to cut, and to grow the Lord's vineyard. Oftentimes, when we see the church not doing something, we get frustrated. But we forget that we are collaborators and workers in the Lord's vineyard. We're called to that responsibility as well, because it's our call to holiness. Therefore, let us remember what St. Paul reminded us today, that we open ourselves up to recognize the grace of God at work in us, just like Jesus pulled us out of our own failures, our own sinfulness, our own state of demise and the despair, healed us so that the good work that the Lord had begun in us may be brought to fulfillment.